different in Christ on this, the occasion of the confession of St. Peter, we are reminded then that the ultimate question is, who is Jesus? And as he asked his disciples, they came up with very flattering answers. I mean, wouldn't we be flattered if someone said to us, you know, you are as charming as Dr. Dale Meyer? Wouldn't it be great if someone were to point to us and said, you know what? You are as smart as Dr. Robert Kolb in history. Or if someone were to point to you and say, you know, you preach better than Dr. Nielsen. We'd be flattered. Think about what it meant. Some people say, you're John the Baptist. You're that fiery power that people just can't resist. Other people say that, well, you're Elijah, come back to life again. A hero of long ago. Other people, well, they're not certain who you are, Jesus, but they think that you are one of the great prophets. And you know, those are great answers, and yet they're all wrong. All wrong. But there's but one answer of who Jesus is. And Peter has it right. You are the Christ. He doesn't have it by his own mortal flesh. He has it, as we clearly know, that by our own reason or strength, we cannot come to Jesus Christ, our Lord. We cannot confess him. He has it by the power of the Holy Spirit. For when we believe that Jesus is our Savior and Lord, as he comes to us and not us accepting him, we admit then that the power of God's word is true, that we are sinners, that we are in need of his vicarious atonement. We are in need of the salvation which he offers by faith alone in what he has done. That's a true answer, the only answer. And as we think of this, we also must realize this, as this confession of St. Peter is so important, as it is the one way of which salvation shall be reached by any person, we must also realize this, that this confession is also for proclamation. It is one that is, yes, within by the power and regeneration of the Holy Spirit, but one that has to go out. We're reminded of that time and time again. Scripture tells us in the Great Commission and likewise. And if we do not share that word of God, where will we be? Where will the church be? God actually, surprisingly, although he works the word in sacraments, allows the huge human agency to actually communicate that message. And therefore, we're all part of God's plan. Some years ago, I was a student at Fort Wayne Seminary, and I thought it would be good if I flew home to Minneapolis. And as I was in O'Hare Airport waiting for my flight, I was sitting next to a young girl who had Down syndrome. And as I was sitting next to her, she asked me, are you having a good day? And I said, well, yes, I'm having a good day. And then she asked me, did you brush your teeth? And I said, yes, I brush my teeth. I said, that's good, because everyone should brush their teeth. And then she asked me, do you believe in Jesus? And I said, well, yes, I do. And she said, that's good, because everyone should believe in Jesus. It was a good confession. And there I was at the airport. And then another man sat next to us. He was reading his Wall Street Journal. And she looked at me and she said, now ask him. So I did. I turned to him. I said, sir, my friend to my right would like to know, have you had a good day? Well, he saw her and saw that she had Down syndrome. He said, why, yes, I'm having a very good day. And she said, good, everyone should have a good day. And then she said, ask him again. Sir, my friend would also like to know, today did you brush your teeth? And sure enough, he did say, well, yeah, I brushed my teeth. Oh. I was on pins and needles because I knew it was going to happen. She said, now I want you to ask him the other question. Oh, you know, I'd been Missouri Synod Lutheran all my life, but I'd never done anything like this at the airport. Sir, We would both like to know, do you believe in Jesus? And I braced myself for what might happen. But you know what was really surprising? Oh, he got red in his face. He put down the paper. And then he did something I didn't expect. He said, my life is so empty. I can't believe how empty I feel. And he started to cry in the airport with everyone around him. And he asked me, can you tell me about Jesus? So I did. I told him about, as we would say, the law, which shows us our sin, and the gospel, which shows us our Savior. And I prayed with him. Sometime later, in the seminary, when I was checking my mailbox, we didn't have email in those days. He actually wrote me a letter saying that he was now a part of a church. You just never know. I mean, as that girl, when I was done praying, I turned to my right and she was gone. You know, I never saw her again. I suppose I was never meant to, and yet she had a profound influence on me. Someone who confessed Christ. Now, for all of us today, Christ is the Son of the living God. In your own situation, wherever you are, make that confession. I mean, it's not your work, it's the Holy Spirit's work. It's not your mission, it's God's mission. It is your confession because it's God's confession. Let's go forth in His name. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds that one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord unto life everlasting. Amen.